Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you. Very good to see you. Very good. Good morning. Good morning, huh? You are the radiant beings of light, bringing the clear skies for the aurora last night, huh? And no, those of you that connected to the chain, that was a very special connection for those that saw it. To burst through the chains of their own lack of feeling freedom and to break those chains of connection to get the kiss of the universe. So, in that energy, because not all saw the chains, and in that energy and in that vibrational frequency, to know that the lights called you. The lights called upon you, and as they did, your soul was opened with that heart chakra green and the little tiny tinges of pink that were there that connects with your heart and the healing of your heart. Know and understand that what is happening there, what is happening in that position, what is happening in that vibrational frequency and that energy is to make what was previously unacceptable. Acceptable. So know that when you go back and think, well, if this is not right and this is what I don't like about the situation, you're actually getting more of what you don't like about the situation. You understand? So when you have those complaints, when you have those energies, when you have that vibration, that frequency, even if it is a pain of one's knee, you don't have to say, oh, my knee hurts so badly. Which you are not. We're just using you as an example. This is an example, yes. When my knee hurts so badly, I don't think I can go on. What you're getting there is more of my knee hurts so badly. You see? And so instead, how can you say that? Because you can't say, oh, my knee feels perfectly fine when it does not. Yes? Fact is current reality. But you can say, you know, my knee is talking to me right now. And as my knee is talking to me, it helps me pay attention to give it just a little more tender, loving care. You see? So that is still current reality, but it is not claiming the pain of that energy. You know, it is like so if you have an ailment of some sort, or maybe your motorcycle does not work, instead of thinking, well, this isn't working, this isn't working, instead, and we don't know what you did, you probably did. But to breathe into that and say, okay, so we're going to straighten that energy out and know that the vibration, or ask for help. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. We recommend people go to the doctor all the time, just because then you know what you're dealing with. And it is the same thing. So if something is not working for you, ask what the higher message is. Ask what the intention of that higher message is for you to experience and then give thanks for it, and that realigns the energy. You understand what we say? So, in the energy of previous, you see how cloudy it is today. And it was sunny yesterday, kind of, but you see, because each of you, which we are very pleased of that, for you, released your expectation of what you're going to see in the Northern Lights and sort of said, well, you know, if we don't see anything, they'll still be there, and the energy will still go into us, And so you release those expectations. So therefore, on the new moon and the Chinese New Year, acknowledging the abundance, the perseverance, the intelligence, the ability to really figure any solution out to any problem, which is the year of the rat. And the prosperity, and that is the year of the rat. And all of that came into fruition with the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis. And that is why, because you let go of your expectations, because you let go of, well, this will be what it is and we'll love every minute of it regardless, Then the reward comes in and the energy stays in flow. So, and when every time you think of getting in fear, well, are we going to be able to do this? Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? That, again, that fear shuts off that energy. So that is the key to staying in flow. And sometimes, as the vessel Marilyn and the joy know, you get to breathe into it a lot, huh? You get to say, well, we don't know how we're going to pay the back 3 years of taxes, but it'll happen.
It'll work itself.
It will happen, and then you don't know how you're going to, well, we don't know how the universe is going to finance this house since we've had been turned down by 3 or 4 banks. Because they're saying, you do what for your living? And yet it still worked out in surprising ways. And that is the key, is to know that that divine order flows through in those surprising ways. We know you know this, but what we're doing is we're getting it into the cells of your body. So you will then, every time you feel yourself expecting something different, know that those expectations are the problem. You understand what we say? We have time for a question. Woohoo, celebrate that! Who has a question? We know a couple of you do. We know.
Yes, I know. This is unrelated to the Northern Lights, but earlier last year I took a trip to the Holy Land, and I'm just curious to know if there is something. I have a question about a message that I received while we were traveling to Jericho, and what I heard was on the road to Jericho, even though the resonance of that didn't seem to be about the Good Samaritan, which is what I'm familiar with on the road to Jericho. So I'm just asking if there is something I if there is something that would be helpful for me to understand further about that message at this time.
We are thankful that you asked that message, dearest.
Yes.
Ask that question. Dearly beloved, Jericho provided the vehicle for your transformation at a different time than the story of the Samaritan came through. We, many of us, were walking along that road. You were working at a little stand that was a fruit stand. It was not your stand. You had been sold to the people that were there. And they were not as nice as they could have been. And yet you served them because you knew that was your responsibility until our entourage came through. And you were 14, maybe, and you saw us, and your heart called to you. You and I made contact. I actually came and bought a piece of fruit from you, and I said, wait. Wait for the right time, I will let you know. And then we camped near your fruit stand with our 30 or so people. And your owners had an epiphany and fed us their fruit at no charge, since we had no money. And I asked them if you could come with us to help. And they said yes. So you did not escape, but their hearts were softened by what we did. Then the story of the Good Samaritan was just a metaphor. It happened many times, yes. We saw it many times, but not at that point in time, which is why it did not resonate. It is good to see you again. It is good that you remember that energy on the road to Jericho. It is nice that someone made a song about it. To remember that road between two warring countries now, Palestine and Israel. Palestine is my homeland. Israel did not exist then. So know your homeland is very sacred. Know your homeland. No matter what you think of your parents, or how you're going to put that relationship together in your heart, you are their result. And you are you because of your early training in this life, which is why you are so wise. And you don't even know that. Because we have told you many times, and you've argued. Are you ready to be done arguing that? Thank you. For each of you carries that wisdom of those ancients within you. Each of you has that calling to be able to see beyond the physical, to open your heart and feel and let go of the guilt of your past. Everything happened in divine order. Even though there were a few times that I thought, do we really have to do it this way? Yes, we did. For the world would be different if it was not that way. So for you, we are grateful. I am grateful. Hoo-ha! Got to love that one, don't you? As the energy through our vessel Marilyn, who is empathic, loves to water her eyes and run her nose when some of the masters come in. Understand that your questions are very important, and each question deserves answering. But now, it is time to pack our luggage up. So we love you deeply. We see you. We honor you. We feel you, and we are excited you're on this journey with us. Namaste.